Today, on the Rosh Chodesh Cheshvan, the first day of Cheshvan, second day of Rosh Chodesh, first day of Cheshvan, October 26th, we have the great Zichus to begin the seventh chapter of Mesilas Yesharim. And the Ramchal writes as follows. The parak is titled, Beber Chalke HaZrizus, the different elements or different aspects of the attribute of Zrizus. Writes the Ramchal, Chalke HaZrizus Shnayim. There are two parts to the midah of zrizos. Echad kodem haschalas ha-maisa, ve-echad acharekein. There is what we'll call pre-actional zrizos and post-actional zrizos. What does this mean? Kodem haschala ha-maisa hu, shelo yachmit sa-adam es ha-mitzvah ela ba-agiyah zmano, o behiz damno lefonov, o ba-alosav machshavto, yimaher yochish ma-aseo le-echoz ba ve-la-aso so-so, ve-lo yaniach zman le-zman she-israba ben-sayim. So this is actually an incredible idea. The Ramchal writes that the first aspect of Zrizos is when opportunities present themselves, grab it. Grab it. Opportunity presents itself, like this is the mitzvah abal yadecha altach mitzvah. We'll speak about this. Don't allow your opportunities to become chametz. Don't allow your opportunities to pass you by. Rather, an opportunity comes about, lo yaniach zman. Don't leave time. Ki eina sakana ki sakana so. Asher hine kol rega shem ischadesh yucha leischadesh eze ikov lemaisatov. Really an incredible statement. Ramchal writes, every moment that you delay seizing your opportunities is another moment something else could come up that would prevent you from ultimately capitalizing on that opportunity. It's such a profound idea. Va'amita zehadavar he'irinu zuchrono l'racha b'yin hamlocha Shlomo. So the Ramchal writes that an incredible example of this is the coronation of Shlomo. That's found in Malachim Aleph. Shamar Davar l'benayo, v'aradetem osal gichon. So Davar HaMelech says when he indicates his desire that Shlomo should fill the role of the king, Shlomo should be king after David's death, quickly take him down to the Gihon, take him down to the Gihon spring, and anoint him. Benayo says, yep, I'll do it. Yes, of course. Amru zichron levracha, right? Pinchas shem Yochanan the Tzipuri, valok var ne'emar, hine ben nolod lach, vuhuye ish menucha, ela harbe kategorin ya'amdu mikan va'ad gichon. So what's interesting is as follows. What the Medrash is intrigued by is Hashem had already promised that Shlomo was going to be king. It was already clear that David was to be the father of a dynastic monarchy, and the next in line for the monarchy was to be Shlomo. So why did David HaMelech feel such an urgency to tell Benayo ben Yehoyada, take him down to the Gihon now? And amazingly enough, the Ramchal writes, or quotes the Medrash, Harbe kategorin yam mikan van gichon. There are many, literally again, kategorin means, there are many obstacles. Many obstacles, or literally kategorin means prosecutors. Many prosecutorial obstacles between here and the gichon. In other words, David HaMelech was saying to Benayah ben Yoyada, take him down now. Because if you don't take him to the Gihon to coronate him now, who knows what will happen. And this was despite the fact that it was clear that Shlomo was going to be the king. Alkin hisiru zichron levracha u'shmartem es ha-matzos. So again, a beautiful drasha that the Medrash makes. Shmartem es ha-matzos, which literally means guard the matzos. The idea being that when making matzah, one has to do so with a certain level of vigilance so that the matzah does not become chametz. But Chazal darshin mitzvah habal yotcha al tachmitzena. If an opportunity comes your way, don't allow it to become chametz. How does something become chametz? Simply by allowing the passage of time. Opportunities come your way, don't allow opportunities to become chametz. Grab them. Va'amru li'olam yaktim adam l'dvar mitzvah shebeschar layla achas shekadmasa bechir letziira zachsa v'kadma arba'a doros b'Yisrael l'malchus. It's actually quite amazing, that interesting example of this. So the Gemara Maseches Nozir says that a person should always run, be zoris, be alacritous, be eager to perform a mitzvah, because in the merit that the older daughter of Lot slept with her father one night before the younger one. Remember, again, we're going to read this story in just a couple of weeks from now, about the stories of the daughters of Lot after the destruction of Sodom. They thought the entire humanity was destroyed. They thought they had no choice but to become pregnant with their from their father. So the Gemara says in the Schus that the older one took the initiative. Ultimately, again, her offspring became part of the Jewish monarchy four generations before the offspring of her younger sister. Now, by the way, it's such a fascinating example that the Gemara wants to go ahead and bring for Zrizos, but it's profound. Va'amru, Zrizin makdim l'mitzos. Chazal say, again, person who is Zariz, a person who has the midah of Zrizos, doesn't wait for opportunities to come to him. Makdimi l'mitzvos, he runs after them. Or at least, when the opportunity presents itself, he grabs it immediately. V'chein amru, the olam yaretz adlun dvar mitzvah v'avila b'shabbos. Furthermore, the Gemara says, a person should always run for a mitzvah, even on Shabbos. Ubamadrash amru, now the idea being on Shabbos, normally we don't run, because on Shabbos, the way I walk is supposed to be different than during the week. During the week, I'm running all over the place. Shabbos, I shouldn't run. But for a dvar mitzvah, for a spiritual opportunity, you run. Ubamadrash amru, huyina agenu almos, bezrizus ki ilin ulamase, kimada at amar, besoch alamos tofafos. The Ramchal goes on. Ki hazrizus himidas shlemos gadol. So again, all different examples of all the same idea, which is that the midah, first aspect of zrizos, is seize your opportunities. Opportunity presents itself. So, in other words, the ideal would be I'm the kind of person who goes out to find opportunities. But let's say I'm not that level of person, at least, or not yet, at least when the opportunity presents itself, be the kind of person who has the wisdom, who has the strength to be able to seize it. The Ramchal continues, Ki azrizos himida shlemos gadol, asher tivol sha'adam moneh mena atos. The Ramchal requotes or restates something he mentioned in the previous parak. Zrizos is difficult. Why is zrizos difficult? Because to a certain degree it's antithetical to the nature of man. Why is it antithetical to the nature of man? Because man's natural state is to be at rest. Is to be at rest and not to move and not to do anything. Kvedos, the heaviness. So to be zoriz, ultimately again, kind of goes against my nature. And a person who overcomes, ultimately, that innate heaviness, and a person who is able to overcome that innate disposition and be a zoriz, such a person ultimately will acquire this midah. Asher bori yisparach yitnu lo scharo chelef mashi yishtadl acharecha bizman avodaso. So this is actually something amazing, because what Ramchal is drilling down to over here is something fascinating, which is, if you tell me that laziness, atzlos, heaviness, kvedos, or just non-movement is my teva, so we often assume that if something is part of my nature, how do I change it? So first of all, the Ramchal is telling us you could change something that's part of your nature, but more than that, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees that I'm trying to acquire the midah of zrizos, if Hashem sees I am trying to overcome that innate, personalistic heaviness and laziness, and I'm trying to be the kind of person who is a zoriz, Hashem will help me. There's siyata d'shmayo. You're right, there are some things that I cannot accomplish on my own, and maybe even some things, especially if they go against my very nature, perhaps I cannot accomplish them on my own. But when Hashem sees what I am trying to accomplish, I will have divine providence and divine assistance to acquire this awesome midah of zrizos. So stop over here for today. Wishing everyone a wonderful day and a guten chodesh.